So we now move to the chapters 33 to 37, written after the destruction of the city, in his writing in exile, of course, and they're calling for a change of mind and heart and promising God will be there if they do change to restore them. Chapter 33, verses 10 to 12. Now you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you have said, our transgressions and our sins weigh upon us, and we waste away because of them. How can we live? So the people are despairing, you might say. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their ways and live. Turn back from your evil ways. Why would you die, O house of Israel? And you, son of man, say to the people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not save them when they transgress. Nor will the wicked fall because of their wickedness when they turn from their wickedness. Nor will the righteous be able to live because of their righteousness when they sin. So what you do matters, and you can't say, oh, I've been terrific all my life, surely that'll weigh in my favour, or the other way around. There's always a chance for repentance, for change. Chapter 34, the word of Yahweh came to me, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy, say to them, to the shepherds, thus says the Lord Yahweh, O you shepherds of Israel who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fatlings, but you don't feed the sheep. You haven't strengthened the weak, you haven't healed the sick, you haven't bound up the injured. You haven't brought back the strayed. You haven't sought the lost, but with force and harshness you've ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd. Scattered, they became food for the wild animals. My sheep were scattered. They wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered all over the face of the earth, with no one to search or seek for them. You can see where Jesus got a lot of his imagery. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, because my sheep have become a prey, and my sheep have become food for all the wild animals, since there was no shepherd, and because my shepherds haven't searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves and have not fed my sheep, therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, I'm against the shepherds. I'll demand my sheep at their hand. I'll put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. I'll rescue my sheep from their mouths so that they may not be food for them. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, I myself will search for my sheep. I will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they're among the scattered sheep, I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I'll bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I'll bring them into their own land and feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I'll feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their pasture. They will lie down in good grazing land, and they'll feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, I will make them lie down, says the Lord Yahweh. I will seek the lost. I'll bring back the strayed. I'll bind up the injured. I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and strong I will destroy. I'll feed them with justice. Continuing chapter 34, I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He'll feed them and be their shepherd. And I, Yahweh, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, Yahweh, have spoken. You can see he's hoping for a renewal of the dynasty of David. And you can also see why the Jews who became Christians saw Jesus as the fulfillment of that. They will know that I, Yahweh, their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord Yahweh. You are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, says the Lord. So I've read you the whole of chapter 34 because it's kind of very New Testament-y and very lovely imagery. Now, moving to chapter 36, just four verses. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. A new heart I will give you. People often choose this for baptism reading. A new heart I will give you, a new spirit I'll put in you. I remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. We've met that in an earlier text, but it is repeated. I'll put my spirit within you. Here we're getting more intimate. I'll make you follow my statutes and be careful to observe my ordinances. Then you'll live in the land that I gave your ancestors. Then you'll be my people, and I will be your God. Chapter 37, our conclusion on chapter 37, a little bit more later, but this has got a wonderful image in it too, which you're familiar with. Chapter 37 reads, the hand of Yahweh came upon me, and he brought me out in spirit, in his imagination, and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. So this is the nation that's in a mess. Full of bones. And he led me round among the bones, and there were many lying in the valley, and they were dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? Can the nation, in other words, come back? And I answered, Lord, you know. I don't know. And then he said to me, prophesy to these bones. Say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath into you, and you shall live, and you'll know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I'd been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and the flesh had come upon them, and the skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them, the living breath. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, son of man, and say to the breath, Ruach, spirit, you know. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, come from the four winds, breathe, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. And he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, we're completely cut off. That's what the people think. Therefore, say to them, thus says the Lord Yahweh, I'm going to open your graves and bring you out from your graves, O my people, and I'll bring you back to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yahweh when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I'll put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I'll place you on your own soil, and then you'll know that I, Yahweh, have spoken, and I will act. The last two chapters that I intend doing with you, 38 and 39, I've entitled them, Nothing Can Separate Israel from God's Care. And I'm quoting here, It will be seen that the author has skillfully drawn together, in these two chapters, a consecutive narrative, several major themes of prophetic eschatology. Eschatology means, where are we going? What's the goal? Where are we heading? And these may be set out as follows, and I'll just read you these ones here. I'm quoting from a wonderful author called Joseph Blenkinsop, page 182 of his book, and these are the themes. The enemy will attack from the north. Everyone except Egypt. The enemy from the north is where they're coming from. The Babylonians come from the north, the Assyrians come from the north, etc. And the Greeks come from the north, and the Romans come from the north. Their invasion will lead to a final war in which Yahweh fights for Israel. This is the dream of the future. The final conflict will be accompanied by earthquake and cosmic convulsions. And you can find other texts right through that are talk about that. He brings them together here in this. It'll take place in the land of Israel, in fact, in or near Jerusalem. And following the defeat of the enemy, weapons will be destroyed and used as fuel. They will be burnt up. God's people will celebrate with a sacrificial banquet. Now, I'm not reading you the text, but there's a summary of those chapters. And then the final chapters are 40 to 48, which is his vision, his plan, the priestly plan for what happens when the temple is restored and they get a chance to go back home.